protest aboard an oil drilling ship at the port of Timaru has come to an end, with police forced to build a scaffolding tower to arrest the remaining protesters. The Greenpeace protest began early on Sunday morning with dozens of protesters climbing on board the Scandi Atlantic and chaining themselves to the mast, railings or hanging off the mooring lines. The activists want to stop oil and gas company OMV from drilling three oil wells in the Great South Basin off the Otago coast and the Taranaki coast next month. Yesterday, eight protesters were arrested for trespass and another six were arrested this morning for the same offence. Amanda Larson of Greenpeace was watching from the port as the final protesters were taken down late this afternoon. She spoke to our reporter Logan Church.
It's been a really busy day down here at the port of Timaru. We've seen all of the protesters now removed from the oil support vessel Scandi Atlantic. It started with a couple of climbers who were on the mooring lines being removed. They were lowered into a boat and taken away into police custody. Then there were a few people up on the deck of the ship who were locked on who were removed. And then finally, after many hours, the two climbers at the top of the mast were just removed by police at sort of 2:33 this afternoon.
So are you still at the port?
Yeah, I'm still at the port now. We've just seen those last two climbers being taken away into police custody, so I'm about to head on over to the police station to be able to meet everyone when they come out.
So how did the police get to those last two protesters who were right at the top of the ship?
It was a bit of a challenge because they were dangling from the mast there, so the police and the ship's operator had to call in a scaffolding crew who set up a whole scaffold to be able to get in an angle grinder and release them from the positions they were locked onto and carry them down.
And can you see the scaffolding from where you are?
I certainly can, yeah.
And what does it look like? What's its size?
It's quite tall. It's several levels of scaffolding with some sort of spark repellent material around it. It's pretty high up and poking out here in the port of Timaru. You can definitely see it.
Amanda Larson of Greenpeace. In a statement, OMV says they were informed the local authorities have taken further action with respect to the Greenpeace protesters at the port of Timaru. Its spokesperson says the company respects the right to protest if the activities do not threaten health and life of people. But they say OMV equally has a right to go about their lawful activities under permits issued by the Crown.